It was back in 1982. Len Bramson brought two people into Toronto. Yours truly here from Salt Lake City to broadcast Blue Jays games, and my guest Joe Bowen from Sudbury to broadcast Maple Leaf games, and we're still doing it. Thank you, Len.
Can you imagine how much we have fooled people over the years? This is ridiculous. We should both be in prison somewhere or jail time sometime.
Joe, what did it mean to you to have Len call you, or maybe Sue Rayson, who called me in Salt Lake City, and bring you to Toronto?
I thought it was Alan Davis pulling a joke on me, and I swore at Len Bramson that day, telling him that I had just bought a house in Halifax and to quit kidding around. And then there was this dead air, and I went, "You're not Alan Davis." He said, "No, I'm Len Bramson, and I haven't been told to take my job and shove it by anybody before I've ever given it to them." So 10 minutes later, he phoned back. He said, "We don't need the audition. Here's the job. Here's the come down and play."
Well, we both came to Toronto at the same time. Now, what did Len mean to you once you got here and you got to know him? I know for me, he meant so much.
I echo those sentiments exactly. He let you do your thing. He was very good at the craft, and so he knew what was going to work and what wasn't. He would take you aside if there was any kind of criticism or if he wanted to fine-tune things, but he let you do your job. And I think that was the best thing, and it was run so professionally and everything else about it. Telemedia Sports did such a magnificent job with both the Jays and the Maple Leafs. And of course, when you arrived, the Jays were sort of kind of getting there. The Leafs were still under Harold Ballard's reign, and we were still wondering whether we'd ever win. So it was really something to watch him run things the way he did. He did a marvelous job.
Now, both Len and Sue Rayson have passed away. Sue was an integral part of me too, coming to Toronto and helping me out. What did she mean to you?
She was Girl Friday, wasn't she? I mean, if there was a problem, you had an issue, you phoned Sue. And Vicky McKee was right there beside her. So all of those people a long time ago that did such a great job with that company really put the groundwork in what is now sports radio. It wouldn't have happened had they not had the vision to do what they did with Telemedia and with the Leafs and with the Blue Jays.
Now, as we visit with Joe Bowen, Len Bramson brought me in and said, "I want you to be with Tom Cheek." So it was Tom and Jerry. We had a lot of fun with that. How about your situation? How did that work? Who was your partner?
I didn't have one. We would pick people up on the road to do color, but I had Vic Hadfield and Doug McKay for the first year would do the home games. So I had people like Dennis Hull. I had Milt Schmidt here in Boston. I had Hall of Famers all over the place. It was a great experience to get their perspective on the game because they were closer to the visiting team than I would have been. So that was rather interesting. Then, of course, I had Bill Waters and then Gordy Stellick, and now I've got Jim Ralph. So it's been a real opportunity to work with some great people.
Now, Joe, when you came in here, did you replace Ron Hewitt?
That's right. Yes. Ron decided that it was going to make more money being a salesman. I think he was right.
Now, when you think about your time in Toronto and your career with the Maple Leafs, give me a couple of highlights that really stand out, because now for both of us, it's been 33 years.
That's right. And obviously, the people, Jerry, I think that's what really stands out. All of the athletes. I don't think I can come up with more than one person or two at the most in 34 years of players that you'd say, "I don't have any time for that guy." They've all been so magnificent, everything else. Moment-wise, doing games with Ricky Vive scoring 50 goals for the second time in his career, and then the third time, Matt Sundin, the run in 93 with Doug Gilmore and all of that was always so special. When you win, it's special, and you know that. And this team that you're watching this year, I think they're going to be very special from here on in.
And Joe Bowen, to finish it up, you've been in so many great venues, but I have to assume Maple Leaf Gardens, the old Maple Leaf Gardens, might have been one of your favorites.
It always will be. It always will be. It was hot in the fall or in the spring, but it was a very special spot. And to go back to those places, they're all gone now. But now at least you can go back to the gardens and still get a glimpse of what it was like. They've done a magnificent job with what they've done there with Mattamy and everything else.
In the 80s, what was your rapport with owner Harold Ballard like?
Crusty. I think is the best way to put it. I don't think he really thought an awful lot about me because I was so young doing this job, but he at least let me do it, which was fine with me. I used to have to loan him money so he could go buy ice cream. He never had any cash on him for some reason.
Well, to finish it up too, I know hockey players, people in general in hockey, their summertime sport is baseball. It's their off season, and you love the Blue Jays too, don't you?
Yes, we do. Now, I've got Red Sox stuff on. I'm sorry, but they were around a long time time before, and I have been a Red Sox fan since Carr Yastrzemski and back in the 50s. But the Blue Jays are my second favorite team, and that's why we're here. Brought my sons down. They're going to enjoy the game. And you know what? They're on a real roll, Jerry. They've got a real good chance of winning this, and I really hope they do.
Joe, here we are at Fenway Park 33 years later. Thank you, Len Bramson. Yeah. And, Joe, it's been a pleasure.
My pleasure, Jerry, always.